Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Today we are going to check in with our resident serial entrepreneur, John Warner. John is also founder of InnoVenture. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's going on in your world today.
Well, you know, I've talked a good bit about artificial intelligence and the traction it's getting. One of the real notable announcements in South Carolina was the humanoid robots that they're going to deploy at BMW Manufacturing. And you remember talking about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a brave new world now, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I've been talking to some universities, companies in the state about what's coming. And right now, a lot of these intelligent agents have amazing capabilities, but they don't yet really think. They don't yet really perceive the world around them and plan and make decisions and act. But that's coming. I mean, that's right around the corner. In fact, the robots they're deploying at BMW are getting closer and closer to that. That's really going to change all of our lives and society. You know, we have this deep industrial base in the region, and I really think we have the opportunity to be a leader in this in the world. There's an AI institute at the University of South Carolina, of course, ICAR, other IT assets at Clemson. There's a number of AI forums across the state. Big South's got one coming up soon. Furman's had one. The Moore School's had one. If you look on LinkedIn at major companies in the state, ZF or Boeing or Bosch, they're all focused on this technology, maybe not here in South Carolina, but around the world. So it's an opportunity to kind of bring everybody together. So over the last several months, I've actually written a book. It's called The Intelligent Tsunami. Early versions of this was shared with folks at the universities, folks in industry. You know, so far the feedback's pretty good. I know from talking to a number of people, there's probably as much anxiety about this, you know, as there is optimism. People are concerned about how it's going to impact them, whether it's going to take their job. If we sit back and do nothing, you know, I think this will run us over. So I think it's important for us to kind of get out in front of it and be a leader. So that's kind of what the book's trying to describe, is how we can all, you know, best take advantage of what's inevitable.
All right. Well, if you don't mind, share with us a couple of steps that you see that are important to take in this new world.
Well, you know, interestingly, you and I have talked a lot about, you know, a lesson that Virginia Oldrich taught me one time. She's the founder of the Governor School for Arts and Humanities. And she talked about the need to define what was essential. So as you're starting to create something with an out-of-the-box technology like this, it's really important to define, you know, what it is you're trying to accomplish. You know, you need to put together a really talented team of people that are committed to this mission. Some of those may be inside your organization. They may be people on the outside, universities or other technology providers. You got to make sure they have the resources they need, whether that's resources that comes from customers or comes from investors or comes from grants. But, you know, make sure your team has those resources. Make sure that the milestones that they're accountable for is clear, you know, that everybody, you know, knows what they're signing up for and, you know, what we have to deliver. And then get out of their way and let them do their job. I think that applies to any kind of transformational innovation, that kind of universal set of leadership principles. I was involved with Jim Barker in the creation of the Clemson University International Center for Automotive Research. And he had, you know, went through a similar kind of formula where, you know, he wanted Clemson to be a top 20 public university. He reached out to people in the community that could help him. You know, they started going to BMW and Michelin and the state and others to find resources. Actually, you know, when it was came to what we were accountable for, that changed completely. You know, when the companies got involved, it became all about recruiting talent, which is what ICAR is today. And then, you know, really ICAR came out of, you know, some leaders at Clemson, but some leaders in the community. So, you know, once Barker kind of put this on the table, you know, he really did let the community then, you know, bring him some ideas that he probably would have never have come up with on his own. So that kind of universal principles, I think, are applicable. Again, anytime you're doing some type of big innovation, whether it's for-profit, not-for-profit, academic, it really doesn't matter. You know, I've seen that work across the spectrum.
Well, John, as always, thank you so much for your time and for sharing this information today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is a serial entrepreneur and founder of InnoVenture. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.